Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And today, we're going to be starting off with a special segment that we may have in future episodes called Guess the Statistic. Now, Sky, are you excited for this new segment?
I am.
So, I have a question for you. Are you ready to guess the statistic?
Sherpy derpy.
Sherpy derpy. Okie doke. So, I'm going to have the statistics here, and Sky's not going to be able to look. Sky, can I blindfold you?
Sure.
Okay, let me get the blindfold. I'll be right back. So, he has the blindfold on.
Yeah, I can't really see the mic at all.
That's kind of the idea. So, Sky, how about you tell them about your experience right now having a sweater around your head?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear me because I don't know where the mic is in proportion to my mouth, but I can't see anything.
Yeah, stay right where you are. You're at a good spot.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I can't see anything at all, and it's actually very warm, you know?
Yeah. So, are you ready to start?
Sure.
Move sideways a little bit.
Sideways? Left?
Move back. Yeah, perfect.
Stay okay, there. Thank you.
Okay, so who led the NFL in pass defense with the least total yards?
Wasn't it Bills?
Yes, good job. Who led the NFL in rushing yards?
Probably Rams with Todd Gurley.
No, and it's not teams, like individual players.
Oh, Giants?
No, it's individual players, not teams.
Oh, individual players. Okay, was it Gurley?
Nope, Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, wow, not really surprised. Oh, I heard that in Madden. I should have known that, dang it.
Who led the NFL in scoring?
Josh Allen with all his running touchdowns. I'm just kidding. Julian Edelman? I don't know.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, probably not, I figured.
Kaimi Fairburn of the Houston Texans, he's a kicker. He scored 150 points last year.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points. Where's the mic? I can't see it.
It's like right in front of you. You're good.
Okay, great. I'm in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Who led the NFL in passing yards? Sky, this should be easy.
Mahomes?
Yeah, good job.
Alrighty. Not surprised.
Yeah. Who had more touchdowns, Zay Jones or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Wasn't it Zay Jones?
No, they had the same amount. Both had 7.
That's broken. Didn't Zay Jones have more yards, though?
Let me check. I don't know. This doesn't want to show it, the yards.
Okay.
But it also...
What's next?
For scoring. Wait, it might be on pass receiving. Sky, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes? Do you think he'll have another year, or do you think his third year won't be as good?
I don't know. Maybe he just had a lucky season, but I think he'll still be able to pull it off.
Yeah, Juju definitely had more yards than Zay Jones, though. He had over 1,400 yards.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He had more receiving yards than AB.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that makes me sad. I still think AB's better.
He is.
Okay, anyway, what were you going to say?
Who led the NFL in points?
Team-wise or player?
Team-wise.
Probably Patriots. I mean, they won the Super Bowl.
Chiefs.
Oh. Duh. Okay. Well, I thought Patriots because, you know, they played the most games.
Okay. Who had the longest kickoff return in the NFL this past year?
Oh, fudge knockers. I don't know. Bills? I mean,
Sorry. Individual player.
Oh. Actually, you know what? It's probably Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
Really?
Andre Roberts of the Jets. But luckily, he's on the Bills now.
Oh, yeah. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
I can feel you adjusting me. Am I not in the right spot for the mic?
Nah, you're good. Just raise your head a teeny bit. Perfect. What player had the NFL's longest punt return?
Wasn't it Marcus Murphy? He had the punt return touchdown?
No, last year.
Oh, yeah, that was preseason. Sorry.
That was this preseason. I'm talking about last year.
Was it Tyreek? I'm just going to guess him.
No, he had a 91-yarder, really though.
Someone had longer than a 91-yarder?
Well, lots of people did, but not really. But Dwayne Harris had the 99-yard touchdown.
Oh, that's gnarly.
Definitely. You know what would suck? Getting the kickoff from the back of the end zone, getting open, and then getting tackled at the 1-yard line.
What's the next stat?
Who led the NFL in interceptions?
Is it a safety or a cornerback?
to think cornerback.
Corner? What corner. Team?
Depends.
That doesn't make any. Okay, so that tells me he's switching. So he changed team. Earl Thomas?
No.
Oh, no, you said cornerback. Sorry.
Yeah, I can tell you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Three-way tie. That's why I said complicated.
What?
Xavier Howard, Kyle Fuller, and DeMonte Kazee.
Okay, I have my answer. DeMonte Kazee, Kyle Fuller, and the other guy, Howard.
You can't even, you don't even have an answer. Who led the NFL in sacks?
Probably Aaron Donald.
Yep. Okay, now, for the last one, who had the longest punt?
Johnny Hecker.
Wrong.
What?
Britton Colquitt of the Cleveland Browns had a 79-yard punt.
But Johnny Hecker had the longest punt in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, and the Browns weren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but... Okay, that's broken. Fine. How did I do? I got three right.
Yeah.
Out of how many? 8? 9?
I don't
10?
Remember. Maybe? Yeah, sure.
Can I take it off now?
Yeah. Ow. The boom of my hat hit the mic for the second episode in a row.
That's pretty sad. Oh my god, everything is so bright now. It actually hurts. And I'm not even facing the sun.
The sun's on like the other side of the window.
Yeah, the sun's shining on the back of my hat. It's not actually
It's not
even shining on me. My eyes still
It's like
hurt.
Barely shining into my room. We're at a recording studio. Wow.
Yeah, it's not his room. It's a recording studio. We're very professional here. Okay, anyway, is that the last of our episode?
No, we're 8 minutes in.
I know. Well, there's nothing else for us to do. It's guess it's his disc kick.
After you took off the bandana or the sweater, everything has just gone haywire.
Pretty much.
You're staying closer to the mic. You stood closer to the mic with the sweater on.
Yeah, probably.
Stop moving.
But my mouth is still right by the mic. No,
but so. Also, we're only 8 minutes in. This isn't the whole episode, okay,
well,
Sky.
What else are we going to be doing?
What is the best player at every position?
Oh.
In your opinion.
Yeah, that's not going to take another half hour.
Well, it's not.
It'll only be like a 20-minute episode.
Well, we only need it to be 20 more minutes.
Okay, fine.
Well, actually,
at quarterback, let's say Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes.
He's obviously not the best of all time, but currently.
We're not saying best. We're saying for this year.
Okay. Currently, Pat Mahomes is the best.
Not even currently, just for next year. For next year.
Oh, for next year?
Yeah.
I'd still say Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, me too. So I think Pat Mahomes definitely very good, very solid. So he'll definitely
be a big asset to the Chiefs team. He's also a very good scrambler and can throw in the run very
not
well.
Not a great scrambler.
Well, he's sorry, not like, no, he runs outside of the pocket all the time.
You're right, but he's not a person that like scrambles. He goes outside of the pocket, but I think he'd be good.
He doesn't really pass the line of scrimmage a lot.
No.
And he can also throw across his body pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing that's very interesting about Pat Mahomes. Throwing across the body, he can, it's a skill not a lot of quarterbacks have, so. That's very interesting. Definitely a good draft pick and a choice by the Chiefs.
What's our next position? Receiver?
Wide receiver. I got to say DeAndre Hopkins.
I know the Madden roster say DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm going to go with... I don't think Juju's going to be the best next year, but he's definitely going to be the best in the next couple years. So next year, okay, yeah, I guess next year it'll be Hopkins again.
Yeah, thank you. Hopkins is very good. And you have to remember, he did very, very well last year, and his quarterback was the most sacked quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, so, and he still did amazing. Imagine now, when they have a bit better of an offensive line, imagine how good, because Deshaun Watson will not have to scramble. He'll be able to stay in the pocket. He won't get injured. And then Deshaun Watson will be able to throw to DeAndre Hopkins more often. It'll be pretty good.
Yeah. Running back. I know we were disagreeing about this.
Saquon Barkley.
Todd
definitely.
Gurley.
No, here's my reason. Saquon Barkley's only entering his second year, and he's already a stud. He's very, 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 very good and is definitely
Yeah, but he's not going to be the best in his second year of the NFL. I'd say in the next couple years he might be the best, But Todd Gurley's definitely giving him competition.
Yeah. I don't know, because Todd Gurley, remember in the playoffs how poorly he played?
That was just the playoffs. No one cares about the playoffs.
You're kidding, right?
Actually, the playoffs are the one thing people do care about.
Like, the don't and watch Super football. Bowl. Well, the people that don't watch football at all...
They just care about the Super Bowl.
The people that somewhat watch football watch their teams in the playoffs. The people that like football and really like their team, you know, they watch most of the games. The people that really love their team watch all the preseason games. Me, I watched all the Bills preseason games. And... And I know that you didn't watch one.
I watched like 1 minute of the Bills v. Vikings game, which was like 2 nights ago.
Nice. Very diehard.
Yeah. I know, right?
Diehard anyway. Rhymes with try hard, which is what you are.
Yeah. Madden. Okay. Anyway, I say Todd Gurley.
I say Saquon Barkley. Also, if you, like, last episode or two episodes ago, you said, or three or four episodes, a while ago, you said that Le'Veon Bell was the best. And you said it last episode.
Well, right? Yeah, but that's when he was with the Steelers. Now he's with the Jets. It's a whole new lineup, a whole new team.
You said that he was the best with the Jets.
Okay, not with the Jets, because the Jets don't have as good of an O-line.
True, but I still think that you said that a few episodes ago.
I did, but now I'm disagreeing with myself.
Agree to disagree with yourself.
Yep. Wait. Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh. Anyway, we're going to move on to...
Tight end.
Let's not do O-line too many pieces. Okay. Can we just do the number one best O-lineman?
But tight end.
Okay. Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
It's no argument. If Gronkowski was still in the league, it would be Gronk. But now it's Travis Kelce because Gronk left.
And a lot of other players have retired. Who was the Chargers dude? I should know this. Antonio Gates,
yeah.
And there's also
George Kittle, who plays for the...
George Kittle!
He's on the 49ers. We forgot about him. Sorry.
No, we didn't.
We didn't say George Kittle on the 49ers. Yeah, no, we didn't. Yeah, he's a really good tight end,
by the way.
Yeah,
I did, too. I did say...
I'd say George Kittle's one of the best.
I did say George Kittle on the... We recorded these 2 hours apart.
But we didn't say George Kittle.
I did, too. I did. I guarantee I did. I had the rosters right with me.
You did not say George Kittle.
Yes, I did. I can't guarantee it.
Okay, whatever.
I think George Kittle is
replay
the best.
The episode. No, okay. not right now. When you're in the editing process.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, I know. Okay, I will do that. I'll put that in like right there. But yeah, I definitely did talk about George Kittle.
I don't think you did.
Okay, well, we'll find out later in the editing process. Anyways, so who do you think is the best tight end?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, I think it's George Kittle. He had.
No, you're a bot.
But George Kittle had the most.
You're a bot.
Wait, can you listen?
Fine.
George Kittle had the most ever yards in a single season for a tight end, and his starting quarterback didn't even play the whole season. He didn't play at all.
Okay, well, George Kittle's still really good, but not as good as Travis Kelce.
No, Travis Kelce had Patrick Mahomes. Do you know how good George Kittle would have been if he was on the team?
Okay, yeah, but Pat Mahomes also had to share targets with Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. So Travis Kelce didn't have as much room, where Gostkowski, he didn't have targets that were anywhere near as good as Kittle.
Gostkowski? That's a kicker.
What's his face? Oh my God, I forgot his name.
Mahomes?
No. The 49ers.
Gravel?
No, the quarterback.
They didn't have
Jimmy
one.
G.
No, yeah, Garoppolo. No, but he was injured last season, remember?
Not the whole season.
He got injured the first game.
Yeah, that's still not the whole season.
Okay. And I think George Kittle...
No, he won like 4 games in a row last season.
No, that was 2 seasons ago.
Are you sure?
When he first got traded, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, I still think George Kittle is amazing because he had backup quarterbacks.
He is amazing, but he's not as good as
he is. Yeah, he set an NFL record with backup quarterbacks.
I don't care.
And he also had wide receivers.
But George Kittle was by far the best receiver that the quarterbacks had.
Dante
yes.
Pettis and Marquise
no,
Goodwin.
No, no, no. He is so much better than
so
them. Or Travis
no
Kelce.
Yeah.
He had to share. He had to exactly, share this. He had to share
Mahomes.
The spotlight with Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins.
The thing is, they had Mahomes.
Okay, but they still had two other receivers that needed yards.
Yeah, but so does the 49ers.
Yeah, but they're garbage. No one cares about them. The quarterbacks don't want to throw it to garbage receivers. Yeah, the fullback's not a receiver.
Well, exactly.
He blocks.
That's my point. Get some more time. And also, Mahomes had a really, really good O-line. And also a garbage defense so that they got the ball a lot because the defense let a lot of other teams score.
Whatever. You know what?
George Kittle is the best.
Travis Kelce.
George Kittle.
Next position.
No, George Kittle's still the best. I can't wait to...
O-lineman. I have to say Jason Kelce. He's the Eagle center if you don't know.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. How did you come up with... That's like the only O-line you know, isn't it?
Oh, no.
It's not on the Bills.
I also know Brooks. A couple Cowboys O-linemen that I forgot their names of.
Exactly.
No, I used to know because... Oh,
you don't know
there's
any
Yanda.
O-line.
There's Yanda.
Who? Name their first names.
I don't know their... I think it's like Marshall Yanda. He plays for the Ravens. There's something Frederick. He's one of the Cowboys players.
Madden.
Yeah, Madden does a lot for me, you know. It's true.
Why is all your research for this podcast based on Madden?
Well, it works, doesn't
like
it?
Like that one time where you thought that Madden had the one Patriots player?
Devin McCourty? Okay, Madden lied to me. It said Devin McCourty played for like some other team. I can't remember who.
He did a while ago.
He still plays for the Patriots. And now I'm mad at Madden.
Wait, was it in Mutt?
No, it was in franchise.
Maybe he got traded.
But then I looked at some rosters, and he wasn't traded.
Maybe that was the franchise rosters.
You know what? I'm still really confused about that. I don't know where Devin McCourty is right now. If he's with the Patriots, then screw him. If he's with some other team,
screw him. I checked on, like, every single website.
Wait, he is with the Patriots.
I checked on, like, 20 different places.
Okay, so he is on the Patriots.
Every single one of
them
said that
EA has lied to me.
EA? No, you lied to yourself. You looked at the franchise rosters.
Yeah, and they show a lot more than the Mutt rosters.
Why? Sky, but the franchise would be, like, the franchise. And if he got traded, then the franchise rosters would show it.
You know what? Just like, what's your O-lineman? What's your best O-lineman? You can agree with me if you want. I'll allow you to agree.
I don't know. Okay, on a real note, though, I think Andrew Whitworth, tackle for the Rams, I think he's the best O-lineman in the NFL.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to
agree
defense.
Or disagree.
No, fullback. We all know it's that.
Kyle Juszczyk.
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 His name is spelled like Juszczyk Kicks or something.
It's Juszczyk.
Yeah, the 49ers guy.
The 49ers fullback, Kyle Juszczyk.
I'm going to call him Juszczyk Kicks.
But his name is Juszczyk.
That's like how his name is
Why?
Spelled.
Okay. So.
Defense. D-lineman. Aaron Donald.
Hands
down.
Wait, actually, no, J.J. Watt. Well, actually, no, Aaron Donald.
It's close,
Donald.
But I still have
I say
Aaron
Donald.
Donald.
Because he plays interior. Because he plays an interior, and that's harder.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. It's close, but still Aaron Donald.
Yep.
Linebackers, I have it down to Von Miller, Luke Kuechly, and
Luke
Khalil
Kuechly.
Mack.
Luke Kuechly?
Kuechly.
It's Kuechly.
It's the same thing. It's between Kuechly. Von Miller, Luke Kuechly,
I think it's
Khalil Mack.
It's Khalil Mack.
Definitely. It's one of those three.
It's definitely Khalil Mack. Did you see how he changed the Bears' defense?
Okay, true. I'll choose Khalil Mack.
Finally, we can agree for the first time since quarterback.
No. Was it really? No,
oh,
we also
and
choose
fullback.
Juszczyk
fullback doesn't
Kicks.
Matter. He's the only good fullback in the league.
We also chose Juszczyk Kicks.
He's the only good fullback in the league.
Pat DeMarco's good.
But not like Kyle Juszczyk good. Because Kyle Juszczyk is the best fullback in the league and nobody matches him.
Yeah, true.
So, how about cornerback?
Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, Tre'Davious White.
Okay, Matthew, I know you love the Bills. We both do, but it's not Tre'Davious White.
Yeah,
there's
you know
also
what?
Stephen Goskow. Stephen, Stephen Gilmore. Sorry. Darius Slay. Jason McCourty. I mean, Chris Harris isn't as good as Tre'Davious White, but he's close. Kyle Fuller. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are better. I mean, Tre'Davious White is still definitely top 10.
Fine.
But.
Then I say... What's the Saints guy's name?
Oh, yeah, there's also Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, I choose Marshawn Lattimore. How did you just tell me a player's name that I didn't know?
Madden, man, I'm telling you.
Okay, guys, let's give a round of applause for Sky. Please clap along if you're listening at home in the car. And if you're in the car, please use both hands so you absolutely lose control of your car and crash. Let's give a round of applause. Make sure you use your knees to steer. Yeah, let's give a round of applause
for
Sky.
My mom can do that. My grandpa taught her how.
That's cool. Okay, round of applause, please. I need more applause. It sounds really lonely. Sky, will you please applaud?
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. It's not that amazing. I do know a lot of players, just only the good ones. I don't pay attention to the mediocre players unless they're Bills players, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's a Bills fan, not an NFL fan for you.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I'm still an NFL fan.
No.
Okay, whatever. I disagree.
What's the best safety in the NFL?
Earl Thomas.
I think it's Landon Collins.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is. He's an all-pro.
Nope.
Yeah, he is.
Not as good as Earl Thomas.
No, he's way better. Earl Thomas is on the Ravens. The Ravens are Duke.
Nope. Oh, I'm not even talking. Oh, I think that's it.
No, we have kicker.
Oh, we're doing that? Duh. Let's do punter first, because everybody likes kickers more. Oh, you have to do special teams. Okay, yeah. Kicker. Vinatieri.
Yeah, I think it's the Rams kicker.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. Wait, I do. I do. Actually, no, it's not. It's Kaimi Fairburn of the Texans.
Oh, okay.
Who's the best punter? Easy, Johnny Hecker.
Jinx, knocking something hollow. I already knocked in your head. No, I already knocked your head. I won. Matthew.
Oh, thank goodness.
I mean, we are doing a podcast, so I kind of need you to talk. Now let's do punter. Oh, we already did punter. kick returner.
We just did punter.
Kick returner.
Andre Roberts.
He
was first team all pro. He was the first team all pro.
Does Tyreek play kick returner?
I don't know.
I know he plays punt returner. So for punt returner... For punt returner, I'm going to say Tyreek.
Andre Roberts.
Okay. For kick returner.
Wait, and by the way, Andre Roberts is on the Bills and Tyreek Hill is on
I know.
No, for them.
Oh, yeah, for them. Okay. For kick returner, I'm going to choose. Oh, crap. Who's that Patriots player? He's a wide receiver. He's really fast.
They released him. Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah.
He's not on the team anymore.
Okay. Well, I'd say he's the best kick returner.
Okay. Well.
Or Tyler Lockett.
Ooh, okay, yeah, I still think it's Andre Roberts. I mean, he was first team All-Pro, so.
Okay.
This guy, I have a question for you. What is your very, very early MVP predictions? I think we're going to do this again at midseason, but what are your MVP predictions?
For, like, what?
MVP.
Offensive player,
no,
defensive
MVP,
player.
Just MVP.
Whole NFL?
Yeah, MVP.
You mean like Madden cover
MVP.
Player?
MVP.
So Madden
no,
cover player.
No, not Madden cover player.
That, they
MVP.
They are the MVPs.
No, they
by
aren't.
The way.
Antonio Brown was not the MVP.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Pat Mahomes again. No, no.
I think it's gonna be Drew Brees. I mean, it should have been Drew Brees.
I think
last
it's gonna
year.
Be Todd Gurley.
Okay. Yeah, Drew Brees. When do running backs ever win MVP? Like not.
True.
Long. So yeah, definitely Drew Brees.
More than a lineman though.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Okay, is that the end?
Yeah, I think so. So, if you enjoy this podcast, be sure to go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and tell your friends and family about
if you have
this,
any.
If you have any about this podcast, and if you don't have any friends and family, then we'll be your friends and probably not your family. Anyways. I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
No. We do this every time. It's hearing. They're going to hear us.
Okay. We're signing off for now. I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky.
And you'll hear us in the next episode.